With a month left in the General Assembly's annual 90-day session, the Democratic leaders of both chambers have announced a focus on Baltimore. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that House Speaker Michael Bush and State Senate President Mike Miller are backing a package of legislation that includes efforts to renew development and boost education in the city.
Miller announced the initiative Wednesday morning while the Senate was discussing the state budget.
You're going to see a package coming over that the Speaker and I have been working on all summer long for Baltimore City that will be unbelievable in terms of the city, in terms of moving the city totally forward financially and whatever. And when you see that plan in terms of what it means in terms of parks, recreation, open space, whatever, you're going to go, wow.
Miller said Bush and House Appropriations Chair Maggie McIntosh, a Baltimore delegate, are leading the initiative. Bush's office provided a list of 16 bills, including a few that would have impact statewide. They cover a range of topics and are at varying points in the approval process. Bush said the package was inspired by the riots that shook Baltimore last year.
We put a lot of time in the summer, particularly since the April incidents that took place there, to try to come up with a comprehensive plan to deal with bringing Baltimore into a renaissance, if you will.
McIntosh said that after the riots following the death of Freddie Gray, people from around the state flocked to Baltimore.
They saw the condition of neighborhoods, the condition of schools. They saw that they have parks that are run down. They saw what actually, I will confess that many people in Baltimore who represent middle-class neighborhoods, I mean, I think there was a realization that when you have concentrations of poverty, it is shame on all of us.
She said the speaker's package is an effort to address those realities. The legislation includes money for parks and for libraries. One bill would give grants to universities and hospitals to encourage them to expand into blighted areas. Another aims to encourage universities to hire local residents. McIntosh has two bills in the package that target education in the 8 jurisdictions, including Baltimore, where at least half of the public school students live in poverty. One would pay for extended school days and summer school programming. The other would create a program aimed at getting low-income high school students to college.
It provides for students who sign up in 7th and 8th grade to get mentoring, coaching, experiences in workplaces, experiences in college, and basically have a program that gets them into college where they will, if they go to a state school, will be prioritized for our state low-income scholarships.
Another bill in the slate requires state funding for the demolition of vacant houses in Baltimore, effectively protecting in law the plan Governor Larry Hogan laid out in January. Senator Bill Ferguson from Baltimore introduced the Senate version of the measure, which has already passed the House.
This project was announced by the governor. There's an MOU in place that sets out a multi-year plan, and we just want to make sure that the state continues to make it a priority in the out years when we don't have as much emphasis and attention on Baltimore as we have over the last year.
Ferguson is also sponsoring a related measure aimed at attracting private investment into neighborhoods that he described as on the cusp. It, too, has passed the House.
With just a little bit of public money, lots and lots of private capital can follow on. And that's the key in Baltimore, is that we have a lot of needs. And so we have to prioritize where funds go to the places where the most sustainable development can happen.
All told, McIntosh estimated the Baltimore package would carry a $60 million price tag. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.